Meanwhile, the president of the Palestinian Unity Government, Mahmoud Abbas, has accused Israel of committing genocide in Gaza.
This family lost seven, and that family lost seven. The Israelis told them the home would be demolished by rockets. One was 6 years old, one was 70, and all ages in between. They got killed with airstrikes and rockets so that everyone in this house could be demolished. So what is the crime called? What would we call it legally? He who kills an entire family? Isn't this collective punishment? Genocide? This is called genocide.
Well, Abbas made those comments during a cabinet meeting in Ramallah. The accusation came after Israel stepped up its offensive on the besieged Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, Palestinian UN envoy Riyad Mansour and ambassadors representing Arab, Islamic and non-aligned nations say they called for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council on what they called Israel's outrageous onslaught against Palestinians very soon. To discuss that further, and I'm joined by Mr. Bruce Katz, who is the co-president of Palestinian and Jewish Unity, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Montreal. Mr. Katz, as always, thanks very much for joining us now. You know, Mahmoud Abbas has come out quite strongly against these Israeli airstrikes on Gaza, as well as the UN ambassador. How do you react to their comments, and what should we expect the Arab world, as well as the international community, to do in response?
I think, first of all, Mr. Abbas is absolutely correct in his assessment of this attack on Gaza as being genocidal. I think the first thing that needs to be mentioned is that evidence indicates that the Israeli intelligence and Netanyahu himself knew within hours of the three Israelis being killed. They knew they had been killed. They also knew who the perpetrators were. They knew it was not Hamas. They knew it were a couple of members of a particular family in the Hebron area. The Shin Bet imposed a gag order on Israeli media, made it seem that the three teenagers were still alive. All of this done with the idea of manipulating and deceiving the public, of putting pressure on the international community to give Israel the green light to launch an attack that was conceived in advance with the purpose of destroying people in Gaza, of blocking the unity government proposed between Fatah, between the PA and Hamas. And so the attack, which is an attack on a collective base of citizens, a particular group of citizens in Gaza, definitely constitutes a collectively based murder with malice aforethought, and this constitutes genocide without any doubt whatsoever. Now, this has been denounced virtually everywhere, as you've noted, and what I can say is that given the terrible destruction that's going on in Gaza, the murders of entire families being conceived in advance and planned in advance, this is something that reminds us of what the Nazis did to Jews. And I have no qualms about calling Benjamin Netanyahu a neo-Nazi for exactly the type of malicious, planned, collective punishment that he's inflicting on the Palestinians in Gaza at the present moment. I think that it is time that accusations, formal accusations for war crimes, were levied against Netanyahu, against all the members of his coalition who are equally guilty by association. I think that the response of the Palestinians to what Netanyahu is attempting is absolutely to go forward with their unity government, because we need to understand that the objective of this attack is to break any possibility of unity government. Go forward with the unity government and bring formal accusations of war crimes, finally, against Netanyahu and everyone in who is a part of his coalition government. There needs to also be an increase in the intensity of the boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign. Now it needs to be extended not simply to the Israeli settlements. It has to be imposed on everything that is Israeli, culturally, economically, academically.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there for now. But of course, as always, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Bruce Katz speaking to us live by Skype from Montreal.